This episode is brought to you by MyBookie.ag, the safest place to play.
I was once with Verizon, not anymore.
Used to ask if you could hear me now, but I switched to Sprint.
Hey, you're the...
I used to ask if you could hear me now, but I switched to Sprint.
I switched too.
Great.
All the networks are great. We're talking within a 1% difference in reliability. And Sprint switches 50% of most current national air
coverage. Sprint's reliability is now within 1%
more air coverage. All the networks are great. We're talking within a 1% difference in reliability.
Can you hear that? No. 1% of most current national air coverage.
Ah! Oh, no! No! Oh,
Mike!
No!
Mike, oh. What? Stop! You're having a bad dream!
Oh. Oh, God. What phone carrier do we have?
AT&T, I think? Why?
Paul isn't coming to it, is he?
Paul who?
The can you hear me now guy. He switched to Sprint. Can he switch again? We switch?
No, I don't think so. Why?
I don't trust him, that Paul. I don't support what he did.
Go back to bed, Mike.
Can you hear me now? Good.
Welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. It's Spooky Month.
Welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. I am Mike. I am joined, of course, by the birthday boy via Skype, Napier.
What's up?
And also via Skype, Mr. Travis Hulse.
Happy birthday, Napier.
Yay.
Thank you, good sir.
And guys, making his grand return to the program. We're all very excited. Drunkard STL on the Twitters is here. Hello, Drunk.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back.
Guys, phone number to contact the show, 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. Guys, we have one hell of a program for you tonight. It is, in fact, Spooky Month.
Spooky Month.
We get excited about Spooky Month around here.
Is somebody doing a box?
There is currently a flat drunk contest going on. Drunk.
Sweet.
I have been
I know
sending
who's not
out.
Winning the flat drunk contest.
I have been sending out photographs of you around the world. Guys, the idea of the flat drunk contest is to put drunk out into the world. We want you to put him in fun and exciting places, so that people can see the little flat drunks and they can bring him joy. The point of the flat drunk contest is not to send us pictures of flat drunk resting on a man's testicles. Guys, we did receive a flat drunk on a pair of testicles this week.
I was not happy about that.
It was not a pleasant thing. I did not enjoy it. See, then when Napier was talking last week about how we should avoid social media, maybe he was onto something. Maybe see, because Napier was not subjected to any testicle photographs,
right?
And now you got to like talk to this guy. This is a guy that we talk to pretty regularly, and like I got to talk to him. Like, you know, and every time I talk to him, I think about his hairy beanbag.
It wasn't pleasant.
Mike, I'm going to need you to rate those on a scale of 1 to 10.
They were not attractive testicles. They were a 2 tops.
What do you look for in a pair of testicles, Napier? Like, what's a good one for you? What would you say are attractive testicles?
I don't know, free of lumps, pock marks. Were they shaven, unshaven? Do they look like they've been like...
They were definitely not shaven, Napier. They were not.
Okay, not shaven.
No.
Did they look rough, like they've seen some mileage?
See, now, what are testicles with mileage on them look like?
I don't know, like...
Like, did they have open sores on them? What are you asking me?
Yeah, open sores. Did they have open sores on them, or were they okay? Did they look healthy?
Guys, there are several things that we have to get to today. I do want to play another round of America's new favorite game show. Does Napier know?
Does Napier know?
That'll be coming. And see, drunk. The idea of does Napier know is we don't think that Napier knows stuff.
That's
and so
correct.
We're just going to name people that you would expect the normal Joe to be familiar with.
Okay.
And just see if Napier can give us a general idea if he knows who that person is or not.
Why don't you just name it, does Napier follow social media?
It's not social media,
or
people.
Watch TV,
it's
for
people,
that matter.
I'm not talking about social media all the time, Napier. This is stuff going on in our world.
Yeah, but it's bullshit. Like the Kardashians. The Kardashians are bullshit.
But the common person in the world knows who they are.
Who gives a shit? They're dumb. Why do you care? Why do you know why does anybody know about these people? They're relatively not good people. Or at least they're uninteresting.
Like for Travis, do you want to play a round of Does Napier Know?
Yeah, let's do that. Let's play Does Napier Know. Is there a song?
I'll add it in post, Travis. I'll add it in post. This is where the song goes, right here.
Does Napier know?
Hooray! So, for the first round for this week, does Napier know?
Does Napier know?
Miles Teller.
From Penn and Teller?
Jeez,
Napier doesn't know.
Napier does not know.
He was one of my guys for the new Bill and Ted.
Right. See, now the common person who's like been out in the world who watches films would know who Miles Teller is, right?
You would think so.
He was a media star.
He was a Mr. Fantastic.
He was Mr. Fantastic, Napier. He was in the film Whiplash.
Right, he was Roberto Duran. Come on now.
Yeah, I haven't seen any of that.
He was in that one movie with that other guy and one dude.
I'm also really excited. Travis has been ducking me the last couple of days because I had big news to tell Travis about. And he's seemingly ignoring me. Apparently, he doesn't want to know this big, big news.
What's your big news?
Are you going to share it right now?
Travis, I am going to wait a while. I want to build suspense, but I want you to know that there is big, big news coming up. Big news. Like the biggest goddamn news. You are not going to believe this news. But, you know, Drunk has been away for a while. Drunk, do you have, like, good stories? Do you have anything that's happened to you over the last few months? Like, anything you want to share with the listeners? People have probably missed you. We might have picked up listeners
who have no clue who I am.
Who don't even know who you are. Guys, Drunk is our co-host. He takes a sabbatical during the summer. He's like the opposite of a bear. Like a bear takes off winter, Drunk takes off summers. And then we welcome him back for
kind
a
like
short
a
period of time.
School teacher, if you will.
He is our resident stuntman. He's integral to the show. So if you have been listening to the show the last couple of weeks and you didn't think it was very good, boy, howdy, let me tell you, it's about to get better.
Well, no new dressers, no new refrigerators.
So he's been off since, what, May?
May, yep.
No news stories, no anecdotes, Travis. He brings nothing.
I did get new windows.
Did you,
and a new air conditioner.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you smash on a pile of concrete recently?
Yes.
So did you break your windows, or are you just upgrading?
No, they were old from the 50s. So
you just got better windows?
Yeah.
That is
amazing.
Fascinating. Yeah. You know, I saw a thing on social media the other day. John Mayer. You know who John Mayer is,
that
right?
Guy. Yeah, I haven't heard from him in a couple of years.
But. He's a musician. Yep. He suggested on the Twitters that when you get put on hold, just everyone who's on hold is allowed to talk to each other. And I thought that was kind of fun.
Yeah.
Just like you're sitting there on hold. Maybe some of them could solve the other one's problems while they wait. Or they could vent their frustrations to the other people who have also been on hold for a long time. Maybe you make lasting, friendships based on people, you know, put in common situations that everyone's been in. Yeah. Maybe they can bond.
It's not a horrible idea. I don't hate it.
I mean, the people that are waiting on hold are both customers of somewhere.
Yep.
So that's a good starting off point to build on. I think every friendship we've ever made with other podcasts was based on our mutual hatred of another podcast.
I think that's just you, Mike. You hate everything.
Well, I mean, like, I'm the only one that goes out and makes friends. So, yes, that is accurate, Napi.
I don't feel like Mike hates everything.
You're the only one that gets the opportunity to make enemies.
I'm the only one that gets the opportunity to. I mean, you don't have access to a computer?
Oh, no, I do. That's what we're talking on.
Right.
I just choose not to engage people.
So you choose not to?
Well, yeah, because people are horrible.
I mean, you could do something. You could spread the word of the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program, a program you've been a part of for 7 years. You could do these things, Napier. Huh?
You know I'm horrible at this. I don't make friends well. People don't like me. I say shitty things to people, and I don't realize it until later. And I'm like, oh, Napier said something racist again. Like, oh, okay, I just won't talk.
Napier called me the N-word the other day, drunk.
Yeah. In friendship.
Hard R.
Hard R.
Yeah.
In
called me
friendship.
N-word drunk. And you want to know why?
Why is that?
Because let me tell you something. Like, and this brings me to a bigger question. You remember Pinky and the Brain?
Oh, absolutely.
Now, I am by no means a brain.
Correct.
But.
You're by no means a Pinky either.
This week, it got me to thinking. Like, didn't Pinky fuck up most of the plans?
Yes.
I mean, Pinky was the anchor in that. Why didn't the brain just take over the world by himself?
Right.
What did he need Pinky for?
Sure.
It's just what I was thinking.
Pinky was his grounding unit.
And he called you the N-word over that?
No. I didn't bring that question up. I mean, now imagine that, like, the brain made another friend who... Like, you know, like, was pretty competent and you
just
know.
Just a normal
guy, willing to help. Doesn't like Screech much, but that's a whole different story. and you'd be like, oh, well, I mean, like, maybe I should do adventures with him.
Ask him if he's pondering what he's pondering.
Now imagine, like, Pinky is, he's enthusiastic about the
Very
missions.
Very much so,
He just sucks at them.
No, he does that on purpose.
Oh, it's like a funny thing?
No, he is saving Brain from himself.
Is
Brain
that what
goes
it is?
Out there to do things. He is going to fuck it up. Like, if you watch the show, bad things would happen if he succeeded. And what Pinky's doing is saving Brain from himself. He's stopping him from being a terrible person.
So it's like 4D chess that Pinky is playing.
Yeah, Pinky is there looking after Brain. Brain isn't there looking after Pinky.
But Brain Pinky called me the N-word. Well, I was trying to help.
I was being friendly.
Here's
it was
the
a
thing.
Friendly. It was a friendly N-word.
Napier is doing the show from Skype now. He is no longer coming over here to do this.
Yeah,
show.
Notice we're at this like short little table. We're very intimate.
I got out the small
looking
table.
Looking eye to eye, we could touch hands.
And actually, I was thinking that maybe, you know, in the future we can just probably sit on the couch and maybe get some of those
old school style we used to.
Get some of those arms or something. You know, I mean, like, you know, do we really need this big table all the time? I don't know if we do. You know, it's just me and you drunk. We could make this a little bit more casual.
Sure.
And so what I suggest, we've had an influx of cash recently.
That's good.
We have a sponsorship who's given us money. I don't want to take the money. So the money isn't mine. The money is the show.
Sure.
And I've thought about like what we can do with our sponsorship money. And I threw it out there to Travis and Napier. If we've kind of become more of a, Anchor in the chat says he likes Napier. So there you go, Napes. He said nobody likes you. That's not true. Anchor likes you.
Yay.
And so I said, hey, if we're going to be a Skype show now, maybe we can work on improving Travis and Napier's sound. Because Napier's probably talking to us on some stupid headset that he uses to play Xbox games, with, right? I just thought
maybe it sounds fine.
It sounds like dog shit, Napier. You sound like you're on a telephone. You sound awful. Suggested maybe we could upgrade Napier's sound so he doesn't sound like dog shit since he's going to be on Skype from now on.
Sure.
It makes sense, right? If you're going to do this, you don't want it to sound bad. You want it to sound fine.
Well, if you're good, you might as well just pay for his World of Warcraft subscription because that's what he's doing the whole time anyway.
Right, right. Yeah, we could just get Napier a subscription to whatever Steam or whatever the fuck he's doing. I suggested that, and Napier called me the N-word. And you know, he kind of gave me, and I asked him, if I got you this stuff, would you use it? And he says, I don't know.
So why don't you ask me what you asked Napier?
You know, hey, if I got you, you know, a little mixer and a microphone so that you didn't sound like garbage over Skype, would you use it?
Yes. Thank you very much, Mike.
Right? Like, why would you do this for as long as we've done it?
Thank you.
And like, want it to sound shitty. Like, why would you to do that?
I'm being coy,
you know,
Mike.
You've known Napier for upwards of 20 years now, right?
I've known Napier for more than that. I think I've known Napier for... How long? Napier, how long have we known each other?
I'm going to say freshman year.
And you've been a garbage friend to me the entire time, really.
And how many times have you brought Napier to you, something? Sir.
Huh?
How many times have you bought Napier or something?
Well, no, see, here's the what Napier does is when Napier feels guilty, he'll go buy me a present or something. It's like some kind of psychological warfare.
But you even use the present that I bought you last time? But that was expensive.
The jersey?
The jersey.
I wear it every week, Napier. I play hockey on Sundays, and I wear the jersey that you bought me. Thank you. That
you
was very nice of you.
Wear
by
that
garbage friendship, though. It's just, you really owed me that jersey, Napier, for how you treat me. You treat me bad all the time. You called me the N-word.
I bought you a legitimate, awesome jersey.
Travis saw it. Travis, he used a hard R.
He did retroactively take the ER off and add an A.
Then he went back and started saying, oh, he started using the A. Yeah, like he went back and said, oh, we're all N people.
I think Napier's
you're my N
right
person is what he said.
I was doing it as a sign of respect.
Drunk, I didn't get to go to Napier's baby shower.
Okay.
But after the baby shower, me and Laura were talking, and Laura said, you know, we were invited to Napier's baby shower. We should get Napier a baby shower gift. Went and bought Napier.
The point wasn't the gift. The point was just to come and hang out and eat food.
Napier, no, we're friends. You're having a baby.
The point of showers is the gifts. That's all there is.
We're friends. You're having a baby. I wanted to get you a baby shower gift. Now, I wanted to get you the gift, because you're having a baby and you're my friend.
Did you go to my wedding?
I did go to your wedding, Napier.
Was there a point to gifts? Was there a point to dressing up? I just wanted people to come to the wedding.
Now, here's the thing. Bought Napier baby shower gift, gave it to him on a Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Napier, he didn't look in the bag. He didn't acknowledge the bag. I handed him the bag, and he took it home to his wife. Never heard a word about it.
It would have been rude to, like,
it would have been rude
go over
to,
the gift.
To what? Say, hey, man, the wife looked at the stuff. Thanks for getting it.
I was about to say, you know when you do a shower, Napier, you're supposed to, like, write thank you cards and shit, right?
I've never written a thank you card for anything in my goddamn life. Didn't say never gonna.
Now, drunk. That happened. Didn't say anything about it.
Uh-huh.
You know.
What'd you get him?
I got him a whole bunch of, you know, like baby shower shit. Like clothes and I don't even remember. Laura picked most of it out. We got him a bag of baby shit.
For both my sisters, I got him what is called a jumperoo, and they loved it.
They loved the jumperoo. I got the baby a fishing game. Because, you know, it was funny because Napier, he fishes now. You know? There's an inside joke in there. Didn't hear anything about the inside joke. He didn't even look in the bag, drunk. He didn't look in it. He didn't. He just picked up the bag and walked it out the goddamn door. They might not have even opened it yet. It might still be in the back of his car.
That's funny.
Nope. Napier, did you open the bag?
Yes, we've opened it.
Okay, good. So I invited Napier to a party celebrating my marriage.
Oh, you get married?
I'm married.
Oh, you did get married?
Yeah, I did get married.
Thanks for the invite.
Yeah, remember when he told everybody he was getting married 2 weeks later?
Drunk, I'm married now.
Hey,
drunk.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
Yeah, you didn't know because like he didn't tell you.
Yeah, drunk, you found out the same way we all did.
What, did you go to the courthouse or something?
Yeah.
After the fact.
Invited Napier. I invited, like, 3 friends.
Well, now I got to get you a present, I guess.
You don't have to get me a present, Trump. Invited 3 friends.
I'll Napier take a present.
RSVP'd that he was coming. He RSVP'd that he was coming to the party and then just no-showed.
Yeah.
I forgot. I'm a bad friend. I'm sorry.
Would you do this on, like, a Friday afternoon or something?
No, it was like a Saturday afternoon thing.
Oh, this is like the reception or whatever?
It was just at the house. We just had, like, our families over. I invited, like, 3 friends just so that I had some friends there. Laura's got, like, 50 uncles.
Yeah.
And I got, like,
Napier.
2 uncles. You know, so it was like, you know, Laura invited, like, a shit ton of family, and, like, I have a very small family, and I felt like there was a disproportionate amount of Laura representatives.
Sure.
To Mike representatives. So I invited some friends. Napier was one of those friends. Very few. No Napier. What did we say, Napier? We've known each other for 20 years.
And I said I was sorry.
No showed.
No call, no nothing.
Nothing.
Did you call him after the party and be like, yo, dude, where are you?
And it all ends up being, oh, well, you know, I'm Napier.
He does fall back on that crutch.
He
a lot,
falls back on the Napier crutch is what he does. When he's an hour late to stuff, he says, oh, well, you should know I do this. I'm Napier. And he That's called amazing. Me the N-word drunk when all I was trying to do was help him.
That's how I show you appreciation. I treat you like an equal.
In the same conversation, shipped some stuff to Travis. We're gonna try to figure out making Travis sound better, hopefully.
Sweet.
And you know what Travis said? Cool. I'm glad we got that sponsorship money. You know?
Yeah.
Because that's what you say.
That's what normal people do.
So yeah.
You know, I don't know how to react to things like a normal person.
That,
you've known me for 20-plus years.
It's the Napier crutch that you're following.
You got the reaction that you were expecting. The exact reaction you were expecting.
But I don't want it. I just want a
normal friend.
A normal friend. That's what I want.
Well, then you shouldn't be friends with me because it's not going to happen.
See, that's what I was wondering. Why didn't Brain just take over the world by himself?
Because he'd fuck it up. Pinky's there to help him. That's his grounding rod.
Yeah, Travis, to be fair, Brain's plans were typically pretty shitty.
I got a pretty good plan that I want to tell you guys about. I was thinking that it wouldn't be all that difficult to fix the world. You know, the world is a garbage place, and
it can be.
People need incentive. And I got a plan. But I also want to tell Travis the big news. Travis, do you want to hear the big news?
No, I can wait.
Travis, you don't want to hear the big news? It's big, huge news. I saw it on Twitter.com.
Travis is busy watching the Bears game right now.
Travis, you watching the Bears game right now?
Like, the world's not garbage. Did you not see Wonder Woman?
What's the score, Travis?
2-0.
Two to nothing. Was it a safety?
Sounds how do you like get?
Yeah, two? Bears got a safety. Yeah,
safety. Travis, big news! I saw on Twitter this week. Big news! Apparently, the studio wants to make Rush Hour 4. Travis. The studio wants to make Rush Hour 4.
When's the last time Chris Tucker's been in?
But Chris Tucker has to approve it. So they want to make it. They want to make it. They have a script. You know, they're ready to go. But they don't have Chris Tucker yet. So they got to wait and see if Chris Tucker wants to do it.
What's the point of having Rush Hour without Chris Tucker?
There is no point, Napier.
I'm sure they could find a different loud black man to play that role.
And the news is that they want to make another really successful comedy film, but they don't have the star attached to it. That's the big news. That was on all the sites this week. It was big, big news that the studio is interested in making a movie that would probably make them lots of money.
Next thing you're talking about, they're going to come back out with Rocky.
Hey, I just got back. Did you say the news yet?
Guys, now that I'm not working nights, I'm super excited to be able to watch a little weeknight football. And if there's one thing I need to make an experience complete, it's the thrill of making online bets. You know me, I like living on the edge. And for this guy, there's only one place to play. That's mybookie.ag. Seriously, this is the safest place to play. And if you act now, MyBookie.ag is offering our listeners up to 100% deposit bonus when you use our promo code WFOB. A 100% match? Imagine this. That's like having one fridge in your kitchen, and MyBookie.ag gives you another fridge. That's two fridges just for playing. MyBookie.ag also has the fastest payouts around, 2 business days. Head over to mybookie.ag and tell them that Drunk sent you using the promo code WFOD.
WFOD!
Hey, everybody. I'm Brett.
And I'm Adam. We're with Hot Butter Podcast, a weekly show that discusses things like sex slavery, regular slavery, nipple tassels, nocturnal animal orgies, burgers, our daily acrobatics, music, skunk tail butt plugs, urine, CPR, George Washington Carver, and the good old Funky Fresh. It's just as good as a 3/4 throbby meat stick slamming into a voluptuous awaiting face.
Jesus Christ, Adam. It's almost like you're saying we're like, you know, a really cool breeze over a really warm nipple.
Yeah, it's exactly correct, Brett. It's almost just as good as squeezing out a 4-day, piping hot, no taper pop can turd into a bucket of ice cold milk.
You fucking kidding me, man? Okay, I don't know if I can say anything. Yeah. So we're like the little pepperoni cups on a Stouffer's French bread pizza.
Oh my god, I love those.
It's delicious.
The bubbling hot out of the oven. I just like to place them into my mouth. Yeah, you know, it's just as similar as like a lace glove on a female model's hand, gracefully embracing the shaft of your warm ball pouch.
All right. I think we've said enough. Find out for yourself. You can listen to the show strangelabel.com. You can find us at brettandadam.com as well. Boners to the sky.
All right. Now, did you follow all my instructions?
Yeah, Tommy, I gotcha. Loud and clear. No deodorants, no colognes.
That's right. Now, if the rumors are true, old man Klickner lost his hearing in the war. So as long as he can't smell us, we should be able to sneak into his place and take whatever we want.
Like taking candy from a baby, right? But you gotta promise me, Tommy, nobody gets hurt.
Of course. This is gonna be a piece of cake.
Kids, this is Chuck Rooster from the Chuck Norris Experiment. You're listening to StrangeLabel.com, and this is my guitar.
I'll tell you who has those.
I think I might let you don't want babies.
I'll tell you who has babies drunk. People who don't want to consistently put out audio content on Monday nights. Guys, we're back. Phone number to contact the show, 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. Travis.
Happy Last Jedi trailer night.
Is that tonight?
Yeah, it's at halftime of the Monday Night Football game.
But there's already a trailer, isn't there? I saw a trailer.
No, that was a teaser.
Wasn't it like 3 minutes long, though?
It's like a minute and a half with this quick content. I guess this is an actual trailer, apparently.
It's so hard to keep track of these days.
How can you keep, a trailer for a trailer, a teaser for a teaser? Who knows anymore?
I saw a bunch of teasing for there to be another Justice League trailer. I feel like I've seen like eight Justice League trailers already.
I saw a Justice League trailer last night.
There's a new one. That just looks like a big orgy of, I mean, it doesn't even look like there's actual, like, things that, there's no scenery. It just looks like they just turned on a bunch of fog machines and like they have strobe lights. And then there's just like people fighting indescript flying objects in the sky.
Another draft soon.
And everybody can fly drunk. It just looks like nonsense.
When's the next
hashtag
draft?
Not my flash. It's not the flash from the TV show. Not my flash.
They have different flashes. Is it alternate universes?
Nope, it's just nonsense, Mike.
Do they explain why there's two Flashes? Do they have the same name?
Nope, they don't give a shit. Like, fuck you, there's a new Flash. No, sir.
It's a multiverse, dummy. You watch the Flash TV show, you see it in the TV show. It's a multiverse.
Hashtag not my Flash.
So you're not going to support this Flash?
Nope, not until it's my Flash.
I mean, you're still going to see Justice League. Are you just going to la, 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 la during the Flash's parts?
I'm going to scream. I'm going to scream right in the movie theater. Every time he has a sentence, ah!
You got to be careful. That shit will get you arrested this day and age.
Napier's going to do like his own version of like the Black Lives Matter protests, where he just goes to Justice League screenings and blocks people from seeing the Flash.
Flash Lives Matter.
Flash Lives do matter.
I feel like I'm not really excited about Justice League. I'm going to go see it, but I'm not. Like,
I am excited to see Ben Affleck as Batman again. I find myself to be non-enthused about Justice League as well as non-enthused about Thor Ragnarok. Like, I don't know if there's just too much, and I don't care. I used to get super excited every time there was a new superhero movie, and now I'm just like, oh yeah, there's another one or two of those out now. Guess I'll go see them.
But does it matter to them? Because we're still going and seeing all of them. I mean, I can't imagine that's really all they care about, right?
Right. I'm still paying for the movie ticket, and I will watch it.
A full month, ain't it?
They got Justice League on like the 7th, and I think are Thor and Justice League like a week apart?
I think so.
I think they're really close.
And isn't Star Wars at the end of November?
Star Wars? No, it's close to Christmas. I think.
Yeah,
I thought it was November. Sure, it's not Thanksgiving.
No.
Yeah, no, it's Christmas. Just like they did Rogue One and Force Awakens.
They just put one out every Christmas now. That's what you do now. I like it. You go see a Star Wars movie. Christmas time. And they're just going to do that forever until you stop going.
Which people never will. So Disney's going to do just fine.
It kind of makes you wonder why they've waited so long to do this. Why was there so many times that there wasn't Star Wars movies every year?
Because George Lucas still owned the rights. And then as soon as Disney bought the rights, they're like, okay, time to start making the money.
Yeah, but why wasn't he doing it? Seems like silly thing to do.
People were shitting on him like crazy, and he was sick of it. So he's like, well, fuck you. No new Star Wars for you people.
But they went and saw him anyway. Those movies made $1 billion each.
Yeah, I saw Phantom Menace like 4 times in the theater.
Why? Hey, you know what? All the nerds bitching about it did too, Travis.
Yeah, I know.
So what's the difference? What's the difference between a hate watch and a good watch?
Right, and that
you're still going to buy the box set.
The remakes in the 90s with like the different content too. Like, everybody wanted to see those too.
Oh, yeah, the special editions.
Yeah.
Like sometimes you go to watch a movie, not to, you know, watch the movie. You're doing it like an autopsy. You're seeing what killed it.
What happened? Like
you're just saying, what the fuck happened to this franchise that you love so much? You're just there to look at the dead body and see what the fuck happened.
I think the only time that's happened to me, I think the very last time was Batman and Robin, where I was like so into the Tim Burton Batman movies, and even Batman Forever was like good. And I mean, I'm like a teenager, so I'm like, oh, super excited. And then George Clooney popped his bat nips out, and I was like, that was the first time I felt betrayed by a movie where I was like, what the fuck is this? It's like Schwarzenegger making these lame one-liners about the Ice Age and shit. It was just so fucking bad.
I got such a kick out of Schwarzenegger, though. I
always do.
Yeah, I think that I love that movie, but I love that movie for the same reason I'm going to love Geostorm, you know?
Right.
Like Geostorm, Gerard Butler is going to go to space because there's like a satellite that controls the weather.
Right.
And the satellite starts acting up. Who's fucking with our satellite that controls all the weather, drunk? It just zaps hurricanes so that they're gone.
Right.
And Gerard Butler's going to go up to space to save the day. Drunk, I'm going to go see that movie 42 times.
You're going to see it the day.
I'm going to see Geostorm every day it's in theaters because I'm really excited about it. And I'm excited about it for all the wrong reasons.
You're gonna catch it.
Did you get your movie pass, by the way?
And Five Star Lounge.
Travis, I did get my movie pass. I've used it twice now without any issue.
You already got your money back.
Right. Yeah, we went and saw American Made, the Tom Cruise film, and the other day.
You're the only two people that saw that.
Yeah, I think we were. We were the only ones that went. but we go see movies during the day when there's old people, and old people still like Tom Cruise, I think.
Listen to me. I'm on vacation this week. There's like four or five flicks that I would see right now. Like every day I would see a movie, but none of the theaters around me, unless it's spring break, Christmas break, or summertime show, they do not have daytime showings. And it pisses me off because I would see American Made. I would see Kingsman 2. I would see Blade Runner 2049.
Why don't any of them have daytime showings?
I don't know, they're fucking ignorant. They think nobody's coming because all the kids are...
You don't, live in the fucking boonies, do you? I mean, there's, things.
I mean, I kind of live in the boonies, but there's, three theaters within 15 minutes of me, but they all play the same shit.
Yeah, if you have three theaters around you, that's not the boonies.
Right.
It might as well be. I have to drive a little bit, but there's two in the college town adjoining us, and there's one in the town that I actually live in, and they're all owned by the same company, and none of them have daytime showings.
None of them have a nice lunchtime
matinee show.
That's what I thought too. You'd think the fucking college town, at least, instead of the retirement community that I live in, you'd think at least the college town would play daytime showings, and they do not. And it makes me very angry because I have nothing planned for this vacation, and I would absolutely go and see a movie every single day.
The old people, they love the matinees. They go, they have a nice sandwich at a local deli, and then they go and they catch a movie film during the daytime hours where those damn kids aren't there being loud.
Right.
The old people are... common matinee viewers. I'm with them. We go during the day after a nice lunch.
I love a daytime motion picture view because then you walk out of the theater and you're blasted in the eyes with the sunlight. You're like, holy shit, I guess it's still daylight out. I love that. I'm a big fan.
Right. And then you go home. You take a little nap.
Carry about your evening.
You wake up, you watch something on the DVR, and then you make dinner. It's a good way to spend a day off.
Mm-hmm. Sure is. Wish I could.
Travis, we need to petition these theaters.
I
open
agree.
At like 5?
Yeah, that's the very first showing. Unless it's the weekend, the very first showing is the 5 o'clock showing. Sometimes they'll be as early as 4:55. But, the 5 o'clock showing is the earliest they do.
They're fucking fools, man. It's a silly way to run a business.
Especially since, what is the overhead? You flip the goddamn digital projector on so people can watch a movie.
You have one guy at the box office. You have one guy pouring sodas and getting popcorn. And probably one of those guys can go flip on the projector, right?
Well, yeah, you don't even have to do that because half the time, depending on when you go to my movie theater, they have the ticket counter closed with a sign that says purchase your tickets at the concession stand. So you just eliminated that. You go buy your goddamn ticket at the concession stand. You buy your concessions and then the manager on duty, whoever the hell that is, flips the fucking projectors on. Come on.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want to watch Blade Runner at noon tomorrow, but I can't.
Saturday night, me and my lady, we went and we saw The Shining in a theater, which was a lot of fun. We went to like a 10 o'clock p.m. spooky month celebration. And next week, they're doing Friday the 13th, or not Friday, Nightmare on Elm Street. And the week after that, they're doing Halloween.
They're $5 showings too, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That's super exciting.
It's fun.
Did you go see that It?
I did see It.
Yeah.
It was fun.
See, I saw the original when I was way too young, so I'm not seeing the new one.
Don't like clowns?
Not a fan.
Not a fan?
Oh, then you're sad that you missed our guest from a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
We had the head of the World Clown Association on the show.
Oh, that's nice.
because he's not happy about it.
Oh, yeah.
Costing him work. Maybe if we close our eyes drunk, we can bring him back through the power of imagination.
In honor of Spooky Month and to celebrate Samhain, I've decided once again to bring our listeners back to the edge of the other world. I've scoured through hundreds of hours of interviews and read countless documents to break down a few of the most haunted places. This year, we travel again to the other side of this world, this time to experience the terrors of the Orient. I'll feature one of these spooky sites each week, and together we'll figure out what makes each of these locations so disturbing. We'll take the listeners on a tour of these devilish destinations so they don't have to experience the terror firsthand, or I'll feature them so they can travel to one of these spooktacular sites at their own peril. This week I bring you... the Clark Hospital in the Philippines.
Excellent pick. Excellent.
So what makes the Clark Hospital so spooky?
So you guys were talking about you didn't want to see it?
So what part of the Philippines clowns? Is the Clark Hospital in?
The clowns? You're too young to see it? Or have you revisited it since you were an adult? Or
no.
I had a customer service job, and in the description they said to make sure when you answer the phone that you have a smile in your voice. And I can tell when Travis is doing that bit that he's just grinning from ear to ear. He's so excited to do the bit.
I spent a lot of time on this thing, so of course I'm very happy documents. To share it. Countless hours of interviews.
You know, I saw a clip of a Japanese game show since we're talking about the Orient.
Sweet.
Was it the one with Freddy Krueger in it?
Freddy Krueger was in a game show?
Yeah. Like when they were promoting like Nightmare on Elm Street 4 or 5, for some apparent reason, he went on like a Japanese like situational comedy / game show and pulled his pants down for some reason. So it's like you got Freddy Krueger from like the waist up. And then he pulls his pants down and he's got boxer shorts on and there's like his legs are just fine. They're like not burnt up and shit. It doesn't make any sense whatsoever. I highly recommend the video clip.
Maybe when he was burnt up, he was wearing pants.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, I guess, but he was wearing his hat too. I would imagine his head burned up.
No, the purpose of the game show is there's a couple of people in a room and they have like a certain allotted amount of time to determine what thing in the room is made of chocolate. Like there's one thing in the room that is made, molded in out of chocolate. And they have to like walk around and bite things to find the thing.
It's a pretty entertaining.
It's kind of funny.
It feels like Japan always brings out the best stuff, because aren't they the ones that invented Wipeout?
Yeah, and they had that show where you had to sing karaoke while somebody was jacking you off. You remember that one?
No.
There was a gal jacking you off.
For real?
Yeah, we talked about it. There's a gal jacking you off, and you have to sing a karaoke song while she's jacking you off. And I think that you win if you finish the song without splooging, but I could be wrong about that. It could just be like, you know, they judge you on how well you sang. I don't remember this.
I feel like it'd be a lot easier to sing that song while being jerked off rather than being blown. You know what I mean? Like, I think if somebody was like going down on me, it'd be a little bit harder to sing a song, but I mean...
You're desensitized to the joy of just a, you know, a pleasant little hand job.
Like a dry hand job in front of a studio audience.
I mean, a pleasant little hand job can still be pretty great. I mean, if you know, I mean, I if feel you're like, just, like sitting around and somebody like, you know, wants to jack you off, that's better.
I'm not disparaging that, but I feel like I could still carry about my day while being jerked off.
Well, I guess really, you know, the gals, they could probably get behind, you know, putting on a glove and jacking a guy off as opposed to like, you know, sucking randos singing Whitney Houston's I Will Always Love You. You know, if every person that came on the show, you know, you had to put your mouth on their pecker.
That's true. I feel like it would, though, be a lot easier to hit that high note in that Whitney Houston song if I was climaxing at that exact time. So if they could time it out to where, you know, I mean, I feel like I could finally hit that note.
Everybody in the chat saying that that's fake, but I swear to God, it happened. It's a real thing. They jack the guys off while they sing karaoke. And if you splooge before the song's over, you lose. It's a real show. I'm not making it up. It
sounds very Japanese.
Man. They're crazy, the Japanese.
That doesn't sound like a show with a loser.
Drunk. Well, the studio audience.
Actually, all of you are smokers, right? Were you Marlboro smokers? Did any of you smoke Marlboros?
I did it one time.
Did you
call it Camel?
You were a Camel guy? Napier?
Oh yeah, I love the ones where you pop the little thing in the middle and then it gets really minty. Those are great.
The Crush, the Camel Crush.
Camel Crush, yeah.
That was the Iron Sheik's finishing move, wasn't it?
The Camel Crush?
Wasn't it?
I don't know.
Sounds really racist.
See, when I was a kid, me and my dad, we used to collect the miles. Like, not neither of us smoked, but like if we saw a pack laying out on the ground or something, you know, we live in an area where there's a good amount of littering.
Sure.
And you find the miles all over the place, drunk. You just people throwing them out of the car. You know, when I was a kid, there's a lot more smoking. You don't see as much smoking now.
Correct.
You probably could, but we collected the miles. Mm-hmm. We collected the miles. And if you get enough of the Marlboro miles, you can send away and get like kayaks and.
Oh, dude, they send you on like vacations and shit if you
collect. There's a lot of perks to collecting Marlboro miles.
The same time they had the miles available, that was when Camel had Camel Cash. Yeah, so Camel you Cash. Popped that's... out the Camel Cash out of there.
Oh, so the Camel did a similar thing.
That's what I collected was the Camel Cash.
Maybe we should have collected Camels too. We looked for that familiar triangle logo and we said, that's the one that has the miles on it. We got to go get those so we can get us a tent. We got all kinds of Marlboro things. We still got them, I think. You know, we got like lawn chairs and
Marlboro pocket knives
and all kinds.
Probably one of those weird like fake denim jackets where like the torso was denim and the sleeves were like a tan colored and it said Marlboro on it.
See, and see the Marlboro miles, it was an incentive to smoke Marlboro. To create brand loyalty.
Right.
It's just like box tops for education, except for cigarettes.
Right, right. It gives you a reason to smoke Marlboro as opposed to another brand.
They should bring that back.
And the Marlboro miles, I feel like we could somehow use that to make the world better. Like when you have Lyft or what's the other Uber, the Uber drivers and the Lyft drivers, they want to keep like a good star number, right? Correct. Because that makes them more desirable to get more customers. I think Lyft probably incentivizes, you know, maintaining a good number and stuff. And so you're kind of on the honor system. You know, they bring a cooler of bottled water, and they offer you one. And they say, hey, man, do you want a bottled water? They don't give a fuck if you're thirsty. You know, they want to make money, right. But they have to, like, maintain this fakeness and offer you water and stuff to keep that ratio up. It keeps you on the honor system. And in the world we're living in, where there's less and less people who are tricked by, you know, religion, and, you know, who no longer think, oh, you know, Jesus will punish me if I'm bad. We just need to be on some kind of Marlboro Miles system to where good deeds are given points that you can trade in for tchotchkes.
I agree.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Tchotchke, you're on board with this?
Yeah.
It, like t-shirts, bullshit. Maybe maybe like if you do a really good job, like you get like a $100 Walmart gift card.
Right.
I mean, like if you're like way high, you know, like you got to get a lot.
You collect enough of them, you get like a set of billiard balls or something.
Right. You got to get a lot of goodwill to get these tchotchkes, right? And I mean, like, you know, the government gets involved in this.
It's kind of like back in the day, remember they had the Pepsi points?
And think of all the money they – right, Pepsi points. I think My Coke Rewards is still a thing. They get involved in this. They buy t-shirts in bulk. It's cheap.
Right.
It'd be way cheaper than paying, you know, police officers and stuff. And we'll need less cops because everybody wants tchotchkes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it'd be super great if we could all get a Freddy Krueger bobblehead for walking an old lady across the street. I know, you trade right? in the points.
I'm with you. This is the first idea that I thought you wasn't shit out of you in quite some time.
The Las Vegas shooter? People look him up. They downvote him. He's going to get way less tchotchkes.
Right.
You know, and then it'll solve everything. Like, if you want a new kitchen table drunk, you just got to go out
and use one of those,
pick up some hitchhikers and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Go help somebody jumpstart their car. You go out there and make the world a better place.
I actually did that last week.
Will reward you. It doesn't cost them anything. It's not like they're giving away their points. They're just giving you some for doing a nice thing.
I'm with it.
And like, you know, if I say to Napier, like, you know, hey man, like I want to make your sound better, you know, I'm gonna
Mike, you're an
oh God. You said it out loud, the hard R.
You lost some points.
I see.
Yeah. People are downvoted right
now. Well, why are you trying to give them stuff?
You're not gonna get that cool new New York Yankees hat with the flat brim.
That's unfortunate.
Not gonna get it.
Now you gotta bend those yourself. You can't let the store do it for you. Poser, if you do that.
Travis, are you ready for another round of Does Napier Know?
Theme song.
Does Napier Know?
Here's round two of Does Napier Know? Does Napier know Rex Tillerson?
The football player?
Napier doesn't know.
So he's 0 for 2 this week. Do we have a third one, Travis?
Yeah.
All right, the next round of Does Napier Know?
Does Napier Know?
Does Napier know Sam Smith?
The football player?
Napier doesn't know.
So just like everybody who's on hold can just talk to each other and just kind of, you know, be like, hey man, you know, how long have you been waiting? Yeah, I've been waiting. And it's like a sense of, I mean, nobody wants to listen to that awful elevator music they play that repeats and like every.
I just hold the phone away from my ear until I hear somebody say, break in and say, hello, I'm blah, 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 blah. Can you confirm your name?
And you know that thing where they offer to just call you back?
They never call you back. Never do that. And if they're going to call you back, it's when you just sat down on the toilet or something stupid and you don't have your
trick.
In arms reach. Oops. That's
looks yeah, like we're no missing thing. The trailer.
It's already online.
Yeah, I'm sure it's. I'm sure it's online. Like
it's immediately online now that that it premiered on Monday Night Football. So,
Travis, have you seen the thing with Harvey Weinstein?
Yeah, he's a sexual assault guy.
Yeah, he's a Does Napier know Harvey Weinstein?
Does Napier know?
Production company?
Hey! Okay, so Harvey Weinstein apparently told a bunch of gals that, like, he'd make their career better if, you know, they, like, jacked him off or watched him take a shower or something like that. And they've kind of disavowed Harvey Weinstein, and there's a whole bunch of people that I think they voted him out of the Weinstein company, and they've taken his name off of shows he produces, and there's a whole bunch of stuff going on with Harvey Weinstein. But the funny thing that I've seen on social media all this week is Harvey Weinstein is a pretty powerful, famous guy, and he's got a lot of pictures that he's taken with celebrities. And so there's all these gotcha things where they post pictures of, like, Harvey Weinstein with Hillary Clinton. They're like, "Oh, look, she was with Harvey Weinstein and he sexually assaults people. You see the kind of people Hillary hangs out with?" And then somebody replies, "Oh, look, Harvey Weinstein took a picture with Donald Trump. They're together. Can you believe that he would hang out with this guy?" And I think that everybody has a picture with Harvey Weinstein. I think that, like, that's just something that everybody has.
Right.
Yeah, I think every president that's alive right now is in a picture with Harvey Weinstein.
Right, right. I'm sure there's Bill Clinton ones. You know, Harvey Weinstein, he's been around forever. And so everybody is sharing these Harvey Weinstein pictures like it's a big gotcha. And it's just like a round robin of sharing pictures with this guy. And it's funny. I guess it would be like I don't know what it'd be like. Something bad.
All right, that's our show, everybody.
We'll see you next week on the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program.
Travis, do you think that we could make the world a better place with a Marlboro Miles-like system?
I just kind of figure that, we should probably just co-op that and use that for the show. Who cares about the world, you know, like WFOD points?
Just use it for us?
For us. The world's going to burn regardless.
Travis, so. I'm so happy that, like, you're thinking about, like, ways to improve the show.
And let's use those points.
That's great. Yep.
They can win a used, used Napier goalie pads or some shit.
I'm sure you got
No, those are mine.
So you don't have any stories? Nothing happened to you? Last week was fun.
Oh yeah, super fun.
Was that a stressful situation that you found yourself in?
It was very stressful, yes.
You woke up and you had a text message from your lady friend that said, "Hey, when you wake up, don't worry about me, I'm fine."
Yes.
And then I guess you turned on the news to see what she was talking about. You're like, "Oh, wow."
Yeah, basically. It was crazy. So the shooting happened on Sunday at Mandalay Bay. On Friday night, she was at the Luxor seeing the Blue Man Group, and she was basically walking out of there at the exact same time that the shooting would have, in theory, happened on Sunday. So if it would have happened on Friday, she'd have been right there, right in the middle of it, because she watched that. The ending of that concert on Friday.
So it was just like an open, that you didn't have to buy tickets to it. You just could walk by it.
Yep.
It was just kind of out there on the strip.
From what I understand, yeah.
Huh. And so she wasn't anywhere near there.
Not that.
But I guess you didn't have like a constant tab on her anyway. You didn't know where she was.
Right. Well, I mean, she was a mile and a half away, but it's the same fucking street. You know what I'm saying?
Right. So. Right. Yeah. So she took a flight home.
Yeah, she was at a bachelorette party, and then she moved her flight up on Monday.
Did everybody move their flight up?
They did.
They were like, "Let's get the fuck out of here."
Basically, yeah. So she said it was pretty hard to get off the strip because it was kind of shut down, but she did make it to the airport and got her flight home. She was home by 5:30 that night.
Huh. Crazy world we live in, man.
I know it, man. I was a mess on last Monday, that's for sure.
Yeah. Do you have a pick of the week? Something you want the people to know about? Do you have something that you like, Drunk?
Let's see here. Yeah, Drunk's pick of the week is submit your flat drunk pictures, except not on a pair of testicles.
You like seeing the flat drunks?
I do like seeing the flat drunks.
Amuses you to see drunk out in the world?
Yeah, go put me in front of like Mount Rushmore or the Louvre or something.
That'd be fun. Not on a pair of testicles.
Not on a pair of testicles.
No. Don't like
I
that.
Do feel fortunate that I missed that. I did not see that.
I'll send it to you, Travis.
No, don't. You don't need to. I'll feel good about not seeing that at all.
There's pictures in the chat of Donald Trump with OJ. Pictures of Donald Trump with Michael Jackson.
And I'm sure he could dig up. There's plenty of pictures of Donald Trump with Hillary Clinton. So
he was at her wedding.
Yeah,
or
sure
was.
She
at his wedding.
She was at his, but he's been at plenty of her fundraisers. So
they Napier, really hate each pick other, of the week. Something you want the people to know about?
I want everybody to know that Shokugeki Season 3 is out on Crunchyroll. It's going to be coming out on Wednesdays. I want you guys to watch the Shokugeki.
Okay, so now in English, Napier.
What?
Food Wars.
Did you say?
I think it's something about anime.
Shokugeki?
Yeah, I'm Crunchyroll.
Or K-pop. Yeah,
it's Food Wars. It's an anime about people making food, and then people have food orgasms that blow their clothes off. It's literally the greatest thing out there.
I think it's just said it's on Crunchyroll.
Just everything, Crunchyroll. Everything he says this week is just annoying me.
That's what happens when he Skypes.
It's garbage on Skype.
What do you think his pick of the week would have been different if he was live in studio?
Everybody out there, you need to watch Food Wars. Go binge watch that shit if you have to.
Is Shokugeki and Food Wars the same thing?
Shokugeki no Soma is the name of the show in Japanese. In English, it's just Food Wars.
It is fun to say, I will give you that.
Shokugeki?
Shokugeki no Soma.
No Soma. I like
Travis,
it.
Pick of the week.
Travis's pick of the week would be second season of Channel Zero. It's Channel Zero No End House on Sci-Fi Channel. I cannot remember what day because I just watched it on the DVR. But it's very good. It's a little off to a slow start, but I think I just watched the third or fourth episode today, and it's quite, quite, quite good. Mike, do you have a pick of the week?
Guys, I want you to listen to this version of this Madonna song. And I want someone with a keen ear to identify who the singer is. And if you guess correctly, you will hear highest praises from me. We will be back next week and get your flat drunks in because you're running out of time. I mailed out some today. I'll mail out more soon. Thanks to everyone who showed up live. Thanks for everyone who downloaded the podcast. Drunk, I'm glad you're back.
Thank you.
I'm looking forward to having some bro time with you. Yeah, just me and you, Drunk.
Yes.
Me and you talking to some fellas on the telephone.
Mike.
Yes, Nate.
Mike, do you know what the least spoken language in the entire world is?
Swahili.
Sign language. Why did it That's my mama.
No regrets, but I wish that you were here with me. Well, there's hope yet. I can see your face in our secret place. You're not just a memory. Say goodbye to yesterday. Those are words I'll never say. This used to be our playground. This used to be our pride and joy. This used to be the place we ran to.
I want you to know it's over.
Well, bye.
It's Napier. Join us live Monday nights at 9, 8 central on strangelabel.com. You can listen to back episodes at wfodix.com. Call in, leave us a voicemail at 636-487-HAND. That's H-A-N-D. Interact with us on Twitter at WFODshow or facebook.com/WFODix. Email your comments to WFODshow@gmail.com. Special thanks to our Patreon sponsors, Brian Kranz, Liquid Lozenge, Harry Balls Anya, and Jody B. Come back next week. We'll do this again, probably.
Hey guys, it's me. We have a Patreon now. I know. You've changed, Mike. Look. We're not going to make a thing about this. The show is happening whether you contribute money to it or not. But if you want to throw a buck or two at the dudes who make that thing you like, there it is. Go to WFODix.com and find it in the Extras tab. Rate us 5 stars on iTunes, too. Fuck, I have changed.
オナニーに使用した彼女の写真は遊園地に一緒に行った時のものだそうです。
もう画面見えてへんやろ。
頑張れ頑張れ。
やばい。
そう気づいていた午後の光に
目が
思い通りにならないシナリオ。
頑張れ頑張れ頑
張れ。目が寄せなくない。目が寄せ。
やめよ、ちゃんと見て。
普段90キロ以上出しているという戸部さん。
果たして
待ってるのにいつでも君の